Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Hi, ladies. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. And to begin, as always, we have some fun questions for you. So today we have Heather joining us as Emily is out of office today. So what is your favorite refreshing treat? What is one relaxing thing that you get to do for yourself? And what have you recently been doing to hear God's voice more in your own life?
So my favorite refreshing treat, especially, you know, springtime comes, like a nice iced tea. I love brewing my own tea. So making some homemade iced tea, you know, as those summer months start to, you know, the spring months start to come in and it starts warming up, getting the iced tea, getting outside. Yeah, it's always nice and refreshing. A relaxing thing that I get to do for myself. I love taking baths. It's like my self-care. Like I go in, you know, put some salt in, put some worship music on, some relaxing worship music, and, you know, just take a nice soak. And what's the one thing that I've been recently doing to hear God's voice in your life? Just being in constant, you know, prayer. You know, God is our friend, right? So just being constant, you know, constantly talking to Him. It's more of a conversation for me, prayer. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, God, this is what's going on in my life. You know, like you call your friend and you're like, hey, guess what just happened? You know, it's like, God, I like when God is the first person that I do that with, and, you know, just kind of talk to Him about everything that's happening and thank Him for the opportunities that have come my way. And, knowing God's voice is something that you grow into, to learning what it is, you know, by reading His word and getting to know Him.
Yes. I love all of that.
How about you, Jordan?
So, okay. So my favorite treat is probably a smoothie bowl. Mm-hmm. I have been obsessed with eating smoothie bowls like every single day. I have one with my breakfast every day. I don't know why, but that is my favorite go-to right now. And my relaxing thing for myself is taking a bath also. I feel like that is my one relaxing quiet time thing that I can do without my three kids. And sometimes watching my favorite YouTubers before bed if I get the chance, because if any of you are a mom with multiple kiddos, you understand. It's really hard to find that time sometimes. And I have really been trying to remind myself to pray often and really just listen for discernment, because there's just so much going on sometimes, and reminding myself to just stop and take a breather and just talk to Him, even if it's just like a couple sentences, will do more throughout my entire day than if I don't say anything at all.
Yes, smoothie bowls. Oh, those are good.
Yes, they are so good. I get mine from Walmart. Because I just don't have, like, I have a Ninja blender, but it's horrible at making like really good smoothie bowls. I feel like it just doesn't chop it up correct, like the correct way.
It's not the right consistency,
it's
right?
Yeah, it's all about the consistency.
It's all about the consistency.
Yeah, no, I get mine from Walmart and they're so good. I mean, they're definitely pricey, but that's kind of like my one little treat that I get to have with my breakfast every day.
Yeah. And it's important too.
Yes.
What we put, you know, what we eat, and smoothie bowls are so nutritious too.
They are. So I'm one that's just like, okay, let's make sure it doesn't have like a lot of added sugars, and they don't. The ones that I get don't. They have like, they might have some like tapioca syrup or something to go into it, especially with like the dragon fruit, because that doesn't have a lot of flavor. But I will say that's better than added sugars. Well, ladies, we hope you'll join us for an amazing year in the presence of God. Use code PODCAST10 all year long. And if you're interested, click the link to register for our upcoming women's conference that will be in the description box. So pray about it and make plans to join us in April. We have a fun weekend planned, a discipleship workshop, community groups, live teaching, and worship, plus a dessert bar, vendors, and a redefined booth. Coffee and snacks will be provided by our partnering church, all that your heart desires. So this week, join us for a beautiful conversation over Easter, all things Easter from when we were kids, a couple different facts, and what are we doing with it now as adults? So pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us as we now enter this little side road series. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Heather.
Hi.
She is a leader for our connections team here at Redefined Sisters. Thank you for the gracious support, sister, and we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. So before we dive into this episode, we want to hear your story. If it has been a difficult season for you, please let us know how we can continue to support you through prayer. Email our team, hello@redefinedsisters.com, and share with us. We want to partner together in prayer. For contacting us, you will be entered to win our special giveaway, which is a free admission ticket to our upcoming women's conference in the spring of 2024. So, okay, ladies, welcome back. And we are having a fun side road episode here before we jump into a new series. Our friend Heather is joining us today, and we are so excited to have her here. Heather, it has been a while since you have been on the podcast. So how are you, and what have you been up to lately?
Yes, it has. I'm doing well. I'm really thankful for this season that God has brought, you know, me and my husband into. And, you know, as you know, I'm recently married. So got married in October. So that's new news. And it's a big part of my, I guess it's been a year since I've been on the podcast. So that, and then getting married. So I planned a wedding, and my husband and I started a business together. So we've been doing that and just kind of connecting with, you know, the people around us and our friends and spending time with them as much as we can.
I love that. Married life, in my opinion, is the best life. I love being married.
Yeah, me too. And definitely keeping God at the center, because, you know, without God at the center, marriage would be really hard.
And that's so true. Marriage is hard and it takes a lot of work, but it's completely worth it.
Worth it. Yep.
It's so worth it. Well, ladies, let's dive in. Today we are sitting down and discussing Easter and some of our traditions that we do for this particular holiday. So, Heather, what traditions did you have as a child? And what do you and your husband do now as you are older?
So, as a child, I remember being very involved with the church and helping my mom set up like Easter egg hunts for like the youth at our church growing up. That was always something that, you know, I'd look forward to during Easter. And you know, now that I've gotten older, it's more of just like my husband and I, like we like to like reflect on Easter and the reason for Easter, right? And, you know, Jesus dying for us and rising, you know, from the dead, and just, you know, taking time to reflect on that. How about you, Jordan?
So as a child, we would get dressed up and go to church, and then we usually did an Easter egg hunt at my grandma's house. And those eggs were the absolute best because some of them she would hide money in. And I was an absolutely ruthless child to find those eggs. I had to be the one to have all of those eggs. But as an adult with children, I'm actually very honest with my children about the Easter Bunny. So I haven't done baskets really in the past. I think I've done one or two with my oldest when he was really little, but I haven't done any with my girls. But this year I want to give them a few things because we're honestly getting back into spring weather a lot quicker than what we have been in the past, so we can be outside a little bit more. So I'm going to just do a couple things like with some bubbles, some chalk, and a book or cards explaining the fruit of the spirit and Jesus and maybe something else. And for my oldest, it's really hard because 11 is a really weird age, but I want to keep it Christ-centered. And we're going to be going to church and possibly visiting my grandma that day for a late brunch. My husband will definitely be the one to hide the eggs, though, because he, for some reason, is just a master at hiding Easter eggs. He used to do it for our nieces, and he would hide them, like, high up in trees. So it's always fun to have my husband do it.
Yeah.
But my in-laws join our family for the holidays because it's a lot easier for them. So it's kind of just our normal everybody coming together and putting my husband in charge of the eggs.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Jordan.
It's something. It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. I have three Easter fun facts for us also. So did you know that Easter and Christmas are the 2 days where most people attend church?
Surprisingly, I knew that one.
Yeah, those are the two most populated like church days where everyone goes to church.
Yeah.
And the number of witnesses to see Jesus after the resurrection would be more than the entire population of Vernon, California.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a very large number. So that's super cool that that is possible, that that many saw him after the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And just for funsies, because we love chocolate around here, so 76% of people who eat chocolate bunnies will eat the ears first.
Yeah, I'm part of that 76%.
I am too. I didn't know there was another. I didn't know that you eat it any other way. I thought the ears were supposed to go first.
The ears are supposed to go first, right? Top to bottom. I'm top not to crazy. Bottom.
Actually, Heather, would you like to read Matthew 28 for us?
Yes. Now, after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for the fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, tell people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am always with you to the end of the age.
Thank you so much, Heather. Would you like to close us out in prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this time to get into your word and get to know you and your son. And I just thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And Father God, I ask that you just continue to be with us, to continue to guide us, to continue to give us discernment as we enter into the reason for the season, right? Into this Easter season. So just thank you, Father. And Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Heather, thank you so much. We just like to end our episodes in prayer because that is something that we do within our Redefined community whenever we do live Bible studies. And we feel like it's just a really good thing to do within our podcast also, because it's a really good reminder to ladies to be consistent in prayer. But yeah. Thank you for joining us. We hope you will delight in the presence of God with other Redefined sisters. It's going to be amazing pursuing Jesus together. A new episode will be released bi-weekly. If you haven't subscribed to our email yet and would like to receive community updates, simply email us at hello@redefinedsisters.com and type subscribe in the subject line. Next time on the podcast, we will chat with Emily about application. So talk to you later, ladies. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.